Thank you for tuning in today. We want to look to the Word of God. First, let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless all that have turned in to receive the message here today. And Lord, we thank you for all of our listeners and all the supporters that help the ministry and are part of this broadcast. Lord, in Jesus' name, blessed to the uttermost is our prayer. Open our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our soul. We might receive from you today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to minister on a subject today, the church built on that rock. In Matthew, in the 16th chapter, verse 13 through 19, when Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and some Jeremiah, and others one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In verse 17, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And as I say also unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever that thou loose on earth shall be loose from heaven." Here the statement was made that flesh and blood did not reveal this to Peter, but it had come from his Father. And he said, upon this confession, the fact that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, "I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I'm glad today I'm in the church that Jesus built with his own blood, and I'm glad today that the gates of hell shall not, cannot, and will not prevail against it. And then in Acts, in the second chapter, verse 30 through 36, and I love this section of Scripture. In verse 30, "Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruits of his loins, according to the flesh, he would rise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Set thou on my right hand, until I make thou foes thou footstool." Verse 36. "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." It's clear to see by Peter's statement here, anointed by God, that Jesus Christ, the one they crucified, has now been made Lord and Christ. And then over in Acts, in the fourth chapter, verse 9 through verse 12. Here they were called to counsel because of the things that they had done. And verse 7 gives us understanding of it. "And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole." Verse 10. "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you hold. This is the stone which was set it naught of ye builders, which is become the head of the corner. And it goes on in verse 12 to say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Here the scriptures brings out a very important thing. The builders that was building the church, they was not building on the foundation. This foundation must be Christ. And the stone, they rejected Christ. They didn't receive him. They didn't accept. He come in his own, and his own received him not. And as many as received him, but gave him power to come the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. Here we find that this stone, which the builders rejected, has become the head of the corner. And he declares that there is no salvation, neither is there salvation in any other name, for it's at that name of Jesus that men must accept to be saved. Then we want to look in Matthew in the 21st chapter in verse 42. Jesus said unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Then if we might go to 2 Timothy in the second chapter and picking up in verse 19 through verse 22. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Over in the book of Psalms, the question was asked, what would the righteous do if the foundation be destroyed? We come here, and Paul to Timothy gives us that understanding when he said the foundation standeth sure, but is a great house that are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some of honor and some of dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto ever good works. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, which them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In verse 23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. There's a lot of people talking a lot of talk out there, but understand that the foundation of God standeth sure, and we that are of the Lord, we need to pursue after his righteousness and pursue after his will for our life, and let God reign supreme in our life and our souls. Now in 1 Peter in chapter 2, verse 6 through verse 9, wherefore also is it contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them that be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the stain, is made a head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them that stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We are that chosen generation. We are that royal priesthood. And here we acknowledge by the Lord that he has called us forth. And we're a peculiar people. We're not supposed to be like the world. We're not supposed to live like the world. We're not supposed to go the places of the world. The 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, he prayed a prayer, Father, don't take them out of the world, leave them in the world, but sanctify them from the world. So we're sanctified today by the Word of God, by the truth, by the Spirit, and all these things that he's done for us. And he's called us out of darkness. We once stumbled in darkness, but now we're walking in the marvelous light, and we understand that we have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This foundation is forever. This which he has done is forevermore. Thank God that the foundation does stand assured. Then back over in the first chapter of 1 Peter and verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that has raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Thank God for the foundation. Thank God that he shed his blood, became the price paid for sin, the propitiation. The Bible said, you know, in 1 Peter, in that second chapter, over in verse 24, it said, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead in sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not only did it save us, but by his stripes was healed. He done a great work for us, and he has built his church on the solid rock. Paul said that rock is Christ, and we are just excited to know that the church that he purchased with his own shed blood, and he established that church and built it upon the foundation, that he is the chief cornerstone, the stone that the builders rejected, but now he has been made both Christ and Lord, and he has become the chief cornerstone. And we look to him to know that we are on a solid foundation, and that foundation standeth sure, and the gates of hell shall not, cannot, and will not prevail against it, but it will stand through the ages of time, and it will stand until the fulfillment of God's word. God has been faithful in all things. He's been faithful in the creation. He's been faithful in the resurrection. He's been faithful in the restorance that he will do, and he will give us back that perfect relationship which was lost by sin through the disobedience of Adam, that was regained through Jesus Christ through his obedience. And we're going to live and move and have our being in him, knowing that we're upon the foundation
and knowing we're building his church. May we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, save a soul, Lord. I ask you, Lord, just to let people realize that the only hope they have is in Christ Jesus, and they might come to know you as Lord and Savior, and they might give their heart totally to you. And Lord, they might be saved in this moment. For those that need financial miracles, give them financial miracles. For those that need healings, Lord, let them receive healing, blind eyes, deaf ears, whatever they may need, let them receive it. Lord, we come against those spirits that bring those infirmities against the children of God. And God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that they might be whole, men and women might be encouraged by the word of God, and they might know assuredly that the foundation standeth sure, and they put their trust and hope in God, and Lord, that you are going to be there for them. Never leave them, never forsake them, but go with them all the way. Give them the victory this day, and let them call upon your name and just cry out to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to bring this teaching and this broadcast. Now give victory through it all in Jesus' name. Amen. and amen.